Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
We're live at the Northwest Women's Show, Transformation Talk Radio, and WBLQ, 1230 AM radio out of Rhode Island, New York, and Connecticut. I'm your host, Sue London. Be sure to join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on my show, Get Inspired Radio. Now, for more details how to connect and more details about upcoming guests, visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. I am so excited to be at this show today. I'm here with my friend and co-host on Transformation Talk Radio, Saskia Rowell. Let me tell you, this girl is an empowering story of faith. But before we start speaking to her, let me tell you a bit about her. As a sole purpose coach, a radio host of Transformation Talk Radio, best-selling author, co-author with Jack Canfield and Deepak Chopra, international speaker, clairvoyant healer, and mother of five, Saskia successfully cracks open the lives of her clients to bring their soul purpose alive. In 2001, Saskia followed her dream and came to America with her family of seven. Without jobs or contacts, hardly any money, and five children who didn't speak a word of English, she and her family succeeded by trusting the guidance of her soul. Saskia has successfully helped people from all walks of life to reach their biggest dreams. You can learn more about Saskia Rowell at her website, yoursoulguidance.com. So make sure you check her out. So Saskia, my friend, welcome to the show today.
Sue, it's so delightful to hear your voice and be here. It's great. Thank you.
You know, we got to tell everybody, you know, you're a world traveler, and you just got back from a huge trip, what, hours ago, right?
I just got back from a 32-hour trip to Thailand, and I'm integrating a 12-hour time difference. So I just said to you, I'm standing on my head here.
So you're being a real trooper. We really appreciate you being here, because I know what jet lag is like, and it's, like, pretty tough.
Gosh. I know, yeah.
Now, you know, you and I, we go back a ways, and you and I have been through a lot of transformation in our lives. But for those who don't know me, let me tell you a bit about my past, and then you'll see where we're going with this. In my past, I used to have Crohn's disease, and this is a disease that I went on to heal, even though doctors told me it was incurable. I went through abuse, life and death pregnancy. I was given 30 minutes to live. I had a near-death experience, and then I went through a divorce after learning my husband had a girlfriend. Now, my huge epic awakening was when I had the near-death experience, and I was in the tunnel, and my grandpa stopped me. Saskia, you've had huge challenges in your life. What was your huge epic awakening?
you know, my huge epic awakening. I always loved that question. And I had to think about it. And I thought, you know, what I think to give a little background is when I was a young girl, I just knew there was like a higher power or God or source or universe. And I was very connected to my soul. We all have that like inner voice, like the true essence. And I could hear what my soul wanted. Yeah. So as a young girl, I trusted that voice, and it was almost like I would play, because my soul, and that's what everybody's soul does, it moves you forward, and you always have to step out of your comfort zones. It's always like, okay, take it a step further. And I have very faithfully followed that guidance, but I was always negotiating with the universe, like, okay, you want me to do this. You want me to take a leap of faith. Yeah. I'll do it, but you better have my back. And honestly, that's, you know, as we came to America, one day I woke up and I heard clearly this voice of my soul who said, you got to move. And I am that girl that says, okay, we'll pack up and go. In a nutshell, that's what we did. And we left everything behind in Holland. And we packed our bags and we moved without anything, without money, without jobs. With five kids who didn't speak a word of English.
We that's incredible.
From Holland to America. So as I've always followed that process, I mean, I had to give up prior. I've reinvented my life a couple of times. Like, I've given up my marriage, I've given up my country, my family, my jobs, all of which I dearly loved. To get in again, way much more, like my soulmate, the house of my dreams, the life of my dreams, and in my work, I help people do that now.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because, you know, for me, it was tough for me change. I wasn't good at it. I struggled with that. I'm good now with it, but it takes a lot of courage. You know, you packed up your family of seven. You moved from Holland to America. Like you said, different language. You had few stepping stones, no money, no jobs. How did you fit courage into all of this?
You know, the interesting thing is, and that's, I mean, courage means heart, coming from the heart. And courage also means standing by your own core. And what's so interesting in this is that in this big step, I had no fear. It's really weird. I just knew that my soul was so clear, and your soul leads you to your best destinies. I just knew we had to do this. And I mean, I have fear if I have to drive to Manchester and I'm not sure about the road. But in this case, there was no fear involved. People still ask me, like, I mean, how is that possible? In that case, it was so strongly, and I think all of us are called at some moment in our lives to take a big leap. And very often, I mean, in other adventures, I needed a lot of faith. In this step, it was very interesting. I just knew. And I mean, I tell you, it was very challenging. I mean, we came here, we had no money, we had no jobs, we had no contacts. I mean, it was huge.
But isn't it amazing, though, you know, when you're doing the right thing, your intuition, your gut just tells you it's the right thing, and you take that action, you know, it's so powerful. I know for me, like, when I learned that my husband had a girlfriend for 14 years of our 16-year marriage, I thought, you know what, I was scared. I didn't know how I would do it alone, being a single mom, but, you know, I asked for direction. I asked God and my angels to guide me and give me a sign. And what happened, as soon as I said that, my soon-to-be ex said to me he wanted to spend the rest of his life ruining mine like I ruined his by having that disease. And you know what? Hearing those words were so empowering for me. You know, and there's so many people out there that they just need to hear something to step into their power. And it is so empowering when you do that. Right?
Oh, yeah. Now, and the interesting thing is, if it's in alignment with what your true beingness, like your soul, wants you to do, I mean, the universe lines up, and we hear, you know, all this talk about the law of attraction. And, I mean, I've experienced it firsthand. It really, really works. But I mean, you gotta have your beliefs in place. You gotta, you know, if you have a lot of baggage, like you dream about it, you gotta take action. When I heard like move to America, I mean, it can stay a dream and you can fantasize, but I truly believe this was possible and this was a soul inspired something. So I mean, I didn't make this up.
Now, and I thought, well, then can we kind of backtrack because, you know, maybe let's share with everybody, you know, what unfolded to get you coming here? Because I know there was some things that happened for you that you kind of went, yeah, you know what, we need to move, right? Can you kind of share this? Because we all have signs in place, right?
Oh, we all have signs. I mean, it was very clearly as soon as I said, okay, I believe we got to move. Yeah. I mean, a friend of mine called up and she said, do you want to spend the vacation, your summer vacation in our barn in Long Island, a renovated barn? So that was the sign. And then, I mean, I saw this yellow bus. In Holland, you don't have these yellow buses. I mean, I saw this yellow bus driving. I mean, and I'm really focused on signs. I mean, in my work and my coaching, I always say to people, you know, when it's in alignment with you, you'll see the signs, but you got to have your eyes open because the signs are always, and it gets in the flow. But you sometimes you do need courage. I mean, I definitely need courage to follow up on your plan. I mean, you have to move and take the steps for sure.
Oh yeah. That's the part, action. You have to take the action. And like I always say to people that, you know what, if you've taken the action, you're already a winner. And, you know, it's better to fall forward than not even try, right?
Absolutely.
Now, can I ask you, would you say that you've had experiences along your journey that would you call miracles?
Oh, yeah. I wrote my book, my best-selling book, Suitcase Full of Faith. It has 47 stories about all these miracles that happened. I mean, the miracles go with a lot of faith and trust.
Yeah.
I mean, but, I mean, I can give you an example.
Yeah, do that. Can I?
People love the story, and I have many of these stories, but one example is when I lived with a Bedouin tribe in Israel, in the desert of Israel, and one day with my friend, and it's so funny, her name was Faith. Of course, my best friend's name is Faith, right? So we set out in the desert, and we went, it was just probably really stupid, but I don't think we brought any water, and we head out, and the desert is so gorgeous in Israel, and we walked for hours. I think we walked for 4 or 5 hours, and suddenly we turn around, and we're completely lost. We are absolutely only stretches of desert where you're like, great, you know, where are we now? And the wind, you know, we couldn't track our steps back. And I stood there, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I was so thirsty, and the only thing that came to mind was I was fantasizing. My mouth was watering of the melons we would want to eat because I know, you know, way further down they grow melons in the desert, but not, I mean, we're in the middle of the desert, in the middle of nowhere, like 5 hours from the road.
Okay.
And I start fantasizing, and I don't know, we started to laugh, and I'm like, where do we go? And I tune in, and I just, I don't know, we start walking, and then in the distance, I see this brown canvas bag, and I'm like, you know, now you're starting hallucinating, you know, this things, and, you know, and, you know, it was actually real. We walked towards it, and I touched it, and it was a bag with three melons. I mean, it was really manifested out of thin air. It was really one of those moments, like, you're like, you know, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
This is true. It's really here. And it works that way, and I've seen it too many times, and that's why when I work with people, you know, I'm a true believer that anything is possible. I mean, when we had this idea about, you know, moving to America, and we bought our house over the phone, but they said, you need to come up with $500,000. I never forget, it was a Friday afternoon, and I said, there must be so many rich people in the world who can lend us this money.
Yeah.
Sue, within 8 hours, the full amount of $500,000 was there.
Yeah, you know, it's true.
Yeah,
you know, and this is what, like, I love what you're pointing out, because, you know, so many people will say, oh, this is not possible. And I love it when people say to me, oh, it's not possible. Oh my gosh, do I ever kick into gear? Because I'm like you, everything is possible. Now, you have got, 5 keys to create miracles and then go on to create the life you desire. Let's talk about that now, shall we? Because I think everyone listening are like, yeah, whatever, these girls get this. We could never have it happen. But folks, everybody can. So take it from there, Saskia.
I want to take it from there. And I want, before everybody already, you know, you run out of time, I have a 21-day training, 21-day roadmap, the roadmap to your dreams on my website. That's on www.yoursoulguidance.com. So anyone who's listening and gets like eager to get started, go and grab that, because it's for free. It's 21-day training. It's like golden. But let me get into this. The first thing we said, you have to take action. You know, dreaming, you can have a very big dream, but if you still stay in the praying and the dreaming phase, nothing is going to happen. You have to take action. You have to be very clear what you want, and then there comes a point of surrender. But I talk about that later, where you let it go. You give it up. But you have to have 5 key beliefs in place. And I know if you have those in place, anything you can manifest, and that is, no dream is too big. Really, the universe doesn't care. Like I said, I manifested $500,000 in like 8 hours. It really, no dream is too big. The second key is, the universe supports every dream. When when your dream is in alignment with your soul purpose, it cannot be else, because that's what we're here for. So the universe supports your dream. And if you know your soul signature, and I have a program, you know, your soul signature program that gives people insight, like how do you get to know who you are?
Yeah.
The universe supports every dream. Always follow the guidance of your heart or your soul. I mean, your soul speaks through your heart. And act upon that, because the road will unfold. Then, of course, the fourth key is, you will encounter roadblocks, because they are your stepping stones for growth. If you don't have to move out of your comfort zone, as soon as you have fear, you know you're on the right path, because your soul's leading you.
Hey,
because if
Saskia,
you have no fear, it's
don't
not
you find
up.
Don't you find too that when you have a block come up, it's kind of like a test? How badly do you really want this?
Exactly.
That's what I found happens for me.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know?
And sometimes I'm like, oh my soul, I damn you. I mean, now I'm finally here, comfortable. I think I'm good at this, and then the next thing comes up, and I mean, I'm like, okay, but I want this. I mean, roadblocks don't stop us. It's like, you know, you gotta hurdle your way through.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then the last key is, surrender activates miracles. I mean, at some point, it's like if you make a fist, I mean, you're not surrendering. If you open that up, it's like that's the moment when you've done your work, when you have your 5 beliefs in place, you take action, you walk your path. Like you said, if you're in action, you're already a winner.
Oh, yeah.
And then you let it happen. And very often, and this is funny, that I've experienced it so many times. I'm impatient. Yeah. I mean, I have a dream. I rather have it manifested.
You and I are both. We have to both admit it. We are both very impatient people. We want it yesterday.
Yeah, I rather want it yesterday.
I know. That's why you and I are such good friends, because we really connect on that, right?
I know. But what I've experienced is, and I mean, it's funny because I coach people on this, but I am a big learner myself. The divine timing, we have no clue.
That's right.
Sometimes it takes much longer, or sometimes you're really focused on something and something else opens up. Like you really want to try this happen, and because you're on the road, another door goes open. And that's, in a way, it's beautiful. And I mean, I'm not saying that when you live the life of your dreams, it's easier. It isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I absolutely live the life of my dreams. With my 5 kids, my soulmate, the work I love, but hello, I get so.
And don't forget your animal. You got to include your zoo of animals you've got there too, girl.
Yeah, I have 8 animals. So there's plenty.
Yeah.
But the good part is that it's joyful. I mean,
yeah.
There is no other way. I believe, and everybody who listens to this conversation, everybody's eager. You know, you wanna live what you're up to, and you wanna go. If you wanna write that book, you wanna do it. Or if you wanna find your soulmate, you wanna make that happen. You wanna birth that baby. You go for that, because if that's a dream, that's your soul calling.
Yeah. So now, can I? We've just got about 6 or 7 minutes left, but I want we're talking about your book. Tell everybody what the title of your book is.
Yeah, the book. The title is A Suitcase Full of Faith.
Okay, and that's on your website.
It's how one woman found her dream, trusting the compass of her soul. And you can find that on yoursoulguidance.com. But if you type in the title, you can also find it on
suitcasefulloffaith.com.
Okay. I mean, either way.
Yeah, and folks, can I tell you, it really, really is a fantastic book. It shows you that having faith, it really will unfold your destiny, and it's just amazing, like the examples and the stories that are in there. I'm very spiritual, and I've experienced miracles myself, and I was just blown out of the water by this book. So y'all want to get that, yoursoulguidance.com. Now, we've got a couple more minutes left. So tell everybody, can you do it in a couple minutes about how surrender activates miracles?
Yeah, well, what
I'm saying that because I know you and I could talk for hours.
Yeah, no, we can talk for hours, but what I've seen and what in my work, I help people to, you know, to birth their dreams, or it doesn't matter if it's birthing your dreams or birthing a book or birthing a baby, and I've done all of that.
Yeah.
And what I've learned is that with birthing my babies, I'm tiny. I mean, I'm like 122 pounds, and I had like 8-9 pound babies.
Yeah.
And I birthed my first baby in Taiwan and the other ones in Holland in my bedroom. Mm. But what I learned, I birthed these babies within half an hour time from the first contraction to when I had them in my arms. And I tell you, the secret here is that I completely surrendered, you know, in every fiber of my being. Mm-hmm. I let go. I watched my belly and I thought, how can I ever birth this baby out? I mean, it didn't make sense with my hands. I couldn't do it. And then I completely let go. I let nature, like my body, move. And I had no resistance. And if you make a fist, you can imagine the uterus, if you contract, it's closed. How can you push a baby out?
I mean,
if you completely open it, like if your hand is open, it can go. You surrender. You surrender to the flow. And that's exactly what happened. I birthed my babies like that, like I said, in half hour time, all of them. And then that is a miracle in itself. But when I started to write my book, I was so contracted at first, and I couldn't get a word on paper. And I thought, why is birthing babies easier? And then I got it. I thought, I didn't surrender. And then I surrendered to my soul, and I wrote it. It's a big book in 22 days. And it's the same when you birth your dream. When you're holding too tight and you start to push, nothing happens. And when you let go and open up, and I mean, it's opening up and letting the fears go, and that's what my work is based on. I help people break through their fears. So when you don't have to contract anymore, you can let that go and birth it. And
it's so important words what you're saying there, let go. It really is the secret to activate miracles, for sure.
It is. It totally is, and it doesn't matter if we talk about birthing a baby, birthing a book. It's the same. It's all the same. It's like at some point, you got to do the work.
Yeah,
with the baby, you got to get impregnated. But if you have a dream, you impregnate the universe, so we connect and we can make that happen.
Yeah.
And,
So
it's important, and we got to do that because our life purpose is to birth your dreams, and that's why, you know, my work is based on that. But the book, for everybody, you know, you can also go to suitcasefulloffaith.com, or you can go to yoursoulguidance.com. I want to say
you've got a special offer too, right?
Oh yeah, I do soul card readings.
We got 1 minute left.
Okay, so if you, for the first three people who join the on your soul guidance to the secret soul map to your dreams, I mean, that's the free program. Those first three people will not only get that program for free, but also a 20-minute soul card reading from me. And they're really, really hot, these readings. They're $99. So the first three people today that fill in their name get a free reading as well.
Fantastic. And folks, you want to learn about Saskia at her website, yoursoulguidance.com. And finally, Saskia, we cannot miss talking about your show.
Okay.
You got a new time starting for your show, right?
My show on Transformation Talk Radio, that's called Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. It starts March 14th at 9. It's every Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, folks, March 14th, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, check out Saskia's show, and her website is yoursoulguidance.com. Saskia, I love you, my friend. It is wonderful. Thank you for being such a trooper and being here with us after your long journey.
Oh, I love it.
Folks,
thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thanks again. Folks, again, soulguidance.com, check it out. Now, to learn more about me, Sue London, visit my website, asksuelondon.com. Sign up for my free newsletter, and I've got a bonus gift for you as well. You're going to get 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques that will help you create the life that you desire. And we've talked about Saskia's book. When you go to my website, asksuelondon.com, you can get a copy of my story, which is Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Now, I want to thank my very special guest and friend, Saskia Roel, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in. We're going to take a short break, and coming up next, I'm going to be back with guest Bonnie Ross, and we will be talking about her journey of overcoming fibromyalgia. On behalf of my guest, Saskia Roel, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
It's not so bad, it's not so bad.